Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we appreciate you hanging around for that break here. I know that you're excited to hear our next guest. She has a new show on Fox News, and I know you're going to want to watch this. A lot of people who are interested in true crime, but it's really important to put that true crime interest to good practice, and Harris Faulkner is certainly doing that. Harris Faulkner joins us now, anchor and host of The Faulkner Focus, and outnumbered on Fox News, and now America's Most Wanted Missing Persons. Harris, welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you, Annie. I am so honored to be working on this project. I mean, more than 2,000 people, 2,300 people daily are reported missing in this country. And while the majority of those cases are closed within 24 to 72 hours, they're not always closed the way we would want them to be, but at least those loved ones, those people who worry about the missing in their own homes and families, at least they get some answers that they can move forward with.
Yeah.
But when you have unknown, it's an open wound. And for these families not to have their loved ones, some as young as three that we've been featuring on the show, even younger. I think we had like a 2.5-year-old. Yes. I mean, people being taken, people missing for different reasons. Perhaps, you know, we had a young boy in our first and second episode who was autistic. And in the first episode, we got the information out. Second episode, we had a little bit of an update. Mm. And we're going to have that, I believe, going into Monday night, because the calls and tips are already coming in. When you lean in to go into a pretty, well, not active investigation, and sometimes they only look for a short period of time, especially cities and towns where they don't have the resources to keep looking and looking. But when you turn a cold case red hot like this, it's amazing how many Americans will say, wait, let me go check my Ring doorbell for footage. Oh, yeah, that's up in the cloud. I still have it from last year.
Yeah.
They'll check. They'll say, yeah, I saw something. Oh, I think from that picture being circulated. 1-866-AMW-TIPS. You'll hear me say it throughout Missing Persons. People are making a difference already with their credible sightings.
Yeah, I think it's so wonderful that you're providing actual measurable hope for people who have been missing loved ones, and being able to put that phone number out and potentially create one lead. That's really all it takes. I said Fox News before, but it's actually on Fox, which is even better. You're going to reach quite a few people with this new show. Tell me about your true crime roots that you have here. How'd you get into this?
Well, I was with a show called A Current Affair, and I had left local news after 15 years and said, nope, I'm going to go do something different. I had 6 Emmys, and I said, and I had just gotten married, and I said, yep, I'm going to go take my blessings in a different direction. And what was ushered into my life, I could never have guessed. I was on the story of Natalie Holloway from very early on, and it was just circumstances. I happened to be on Aruba working for A Current Affair on a different story. And I was at a hotel counter, the Holiday Inn on the beach there, really beautiful string of beaches there. And I there was at the counter, and I saw a woman with beautiful blonde hair, and she was crying and talking with the clerk, and I heard her voice, and I said, oh, she's a fellow American. And it was in the evening. I'd gone to this next door hotel up the beach to have dinner by myself and kind of chill, and I said, let me see if there's anything I can do to help a fellow American. And she started to tell me about Natalie Holloway. And when I sat with her, it was the first time that a reporter had really gotten the entire, you know, story. It had only been a couple of days. Nobody else was on the island yet, Annie.
Yeah.
And within, oh, I'd say 4 or 5 days, you had, it was a multinational story. There were people coming from all over the globe to cover that story of a missing American high schooler, beautiful Natalie Holloway. 29 days later, and shows that I anchored from there, I went as a correspondent and ended up hosting because I was closest to the story for A Current Affair. 29 days later, I got ready to leave, and I said, this will haunt me until they find her. I'm still haunted by that story, and I'm not a relative.
Yeah.
Imagine Beth, and I've seen her over the years. I've run into her. I did a special on her. It's hard. It's really hard to look someone in the eye and know that the story is out of the headlines now. It was one of the biggest stories of the decade back
right.
then.
Yeah,
right?
It certainly was.
And I look now and I want to bring the stories forth. If we have time to scroll and to play games and to do all the things that we do on ourselves, if we have time for our devices to lead us to entertainment, then I know that they can lead us through to helping someone bring a loved one home. Just putting the story out there means that people have seen this person who's missing. It means that they have a number they can call or a website they can go to, amwtips.com. There are just so many ways that we create and then bring that interactive in podcasting. We have wonderful people as our panel of experts. It's done kind of like a talk show, but it's true crime, and it's about bringing missing loved ones home. It is a hard news format with soft edges. That's what I say, because we're all really dedicated to this. Callahan Walsh is the son of John Walsh, who started 30 years ago America's Most Wanted, and he's been on the panel a couple of times. And then we've had Elizabeth Smart, a kidnapping survivor. For the episode coming up this Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Kara Chamberlain, people may have seen the movie, kidnapped when she was 15 from the front yard of her friend in daylight by a stranger. Rare, rare, rare. Both she and Elizabeth Smart are so blessed. They came home, but not, I mean, they couldn't have done it without the help of the public in both those instances. So I'm really, really thrilled that we can shine a light on some of these cases and help these families to find, and you know, hopefully find them alive.
Amen. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that certainly is a hope that anybody who has a missing person that they're clinging to, and answers is what they truly need. And America's Most Wanted Missing Persons by you, Harris Faulkner, on Fox. People are going to check it out. 7 o'clock our time on Monday. I can't wait to check it out and see hopefully what kind of successful results you have.
I'm really excited. It's a 3-episode event, and this is the 3rd episode. So please don't miss it. We'll have updates. And Gabby Petito's dad saw one of the cases on TV, our first episode, and flew to Arizona to be with the father of a missing 26-year-old son, and he will be with us. I'll spend some good time with Joe Petito on the next episode. He'll be right at the expert panel with us. Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be something to see for sure. All right. Well, let me ask you something, because I want to tap in a little bit to you as a mother. You and I have a 15-year-old and an almost 13-year-old. So I know that we have children that are close to the same age. We have an announcement from the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, along with Kash Patel, the FBI director next to her. This morning, and they're talking about the arrest of these people who have been predators towards children. Social media is involved, obviously the internet, phone access. There's a solicitation for children. They go after kids. They find kids where kids are on the internet, and then they coerce them into doing some lewd things, some inappropriate things, some self-harm things. And we've heard that this administration is prioritizing going after these people. How do you hear this story as a mom? I know as a reporter, you're going to follow these things, but You know,
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. How do we protect our kids?
Well, that's our number one focus, you know, as parents, protection. We are the line of defense against the rest of the world. And as a civil society, those among us who can offer us nothing but their company, our young children, our elderly, that's our responsibility to protect them. As a mom, it hits on so many different levels. And, you know, Annie, I try to take these situations, especially news stories that come out, I try to take them as a teaching moment for my girls, but not teaching them only about how not to end up in a situation or what the lessons are about that particular case, but I also teach them the power of prayer through instances like what you're describing. We can pray. We can pray for the wholeness of those who worry and for those who have lost and for the well-being of those who've been harmed. And so as a mother, that's really how it hits me. As a journalist, it's different, but that's my job. The rest of this is my divine assignment by the Lord to stay focused on making sure that we lift those up who need it through our prayer.
I think that's incredibly wise advice. And I think, too, that when we understand our priorities in life and understanding that if you have the blessing to be a parent or to look after those who require our attention in that capacity, that everything, journalism and politics and everything, should serve that ultimate purpose. Do you feel as though there's a shift at all in attention to the internet, into how kids are exposed? There's a generational gap here of people who are in charge did not grow up in the same set of circumstances that we're raising our children in right now. I'm not 100% sure how we close that gap, but it looks like there's an effort to try to.
Oh, absolutely, there's an effort. And, you know, every generation can say, well, we're different than the one before, but this is the only generation that will have artificial intelligence infused. Like that, there is no other generation like the youngest among us right now who are growing up and those who come after. So with that in mind, how do we protect them? How do we use the technology that can make life easier in some instances, particularly when it comes to disseminating information quickly? I prefer true and honest information, both receiving it and disseminating it myself. So sometimes it can get complicated because it's like turning on a faucet full force and there's just so much coming out. How do you tell? But, you know, we will figure out ways to make it useful for us. The thing that works against us is time, because the longer kids are exposed to too much of that device life and not enough life. Mm. I think it damages us in immeasurable ways and for a long period of time. You know, my youngest is just turned 16 on May 1st. My oldest is 18 now, and she's getting ready to start her freshman year in college at the end of the summer. And I look at how dynamically different they are, and they haven't even been on devices their entire lives.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we protected them for a period of time, so they started later than everybody else. But at the same time, I mean, that catch up is quick. They're exposed to, I mean, it's just the world coming through their cell phone. Now, my youngest is not exactly good about keeping her phone charged, and I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, let that go.
Yeah, I'm like, that means you can't get stuck on it.
Yeah.
But I do realize that when I want to hear them, when I want to see them on FaceTime, they're on the other end. So there's a way to make it worth their while to find the good ways to use their cell phones. And I'll say now, you know, to my youngest, I'm going to reach out to you after track practice. I want to hear the first report. I want you to break the news with mom on FaceTime. And we do that sort of thing together. But we also have pretty strict rules around you don't go to bed with your phone.
Yes.
Like, why should I have to say that? but I do, you know, and I think parents then have to take that role of I'm less friend and more parent and get tougher. And society in general, I like the fact that the current administration is focused on this.
Yes, I do too.
Like yeah, I like their sensibilities on this, because what they're saying is, look, parents, we're going to help you out. We're going to make sure that the playing field out there doesn't have your kids being targeted by credit card ads and all the kind. Because everything that comes up in your phone, have you ever noticed you buy a pair of shoes online and then suddenly there's a company in your email that isn't the one you just shopped at, but they're selling shoes?
Yeah, we are the product.
What did you say?
I said we are the product. I mean,
Gosh, I know.
It's terrifying, especially when you inject children into it. It certainly does get scary.
I'm writing that Annie-ism down.
Okay.
We are the product.
Well, I do
that, by the way, to your audience often when I talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And we will be watching America's Most Wanted Missing Persons, the third installment on Fox, 7 o'clock Central Time here in St. Louis. Harris Faulkner, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for being with us.
All local Fox stations, broadcast free. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Channel 2, Fox. You know what? We have YouTube TV at my house, and there are no channel numbers. So, like, if I'm thinking Fox, it's 2. CBS is 4. NBC would be 5. ABC would be 30. I said that one time to the kids. They were like, where are the Cardinals playing? I'm like, oh, they're on Channel 2 tonight. And they just looked at me like, 2? Where do you find 2? And I'm like, oh, fine. It's Fox. Just find it. So this will be on Channel 2 or Fox, wherever you find that on your smart television. Harris Faulkner, always a joy to speak to. All right, Wiggins America, when we come back, 9 things you should keep to yourself. We'll see what Ryan Wiggins has to say about that. He's always giving us advice. Have you noticed that? We'll get him in here. Ethan will probably join us as well. Come to us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Say hi and vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Will Democrat usage of profanity be an effective tool for their party? Yes or no? What do you think? Go vote. Say hi in the chat. We'll be right back.